do a lot of work, man. There are also, I've got it about 30 members of FOF who are volunteering this weekend. And if you don't know what FOF is, well, find out and then join. It's $20 a year. And for your $20, you get a great newsletter every month that tells you everything that's going on with music, folk music, dance, anything on the radio that's acoustic music, blues, things like that. Tells you where all the quilting is going on and all the storytelling is going on. And that booth right up there is their booth. And if you go up there, you can find CDs by the artists who brought them. You can also buy shirts. They've got a special shirt for this year's festival. And you can give me $20, and it will be one of the best $20 you ever saw, you ever spent. You won't see it anymore. It'll be gone. The other thing is, oh, by the way, I'm a school teacher. I don't want to scare you, but I am a school teacher, and I want you to, every time you come to class, I want you to bring your book. And the book for this is the newspaper program that you got. Now, if you've got your newspaper program, and you look on page 27, you'll see that there were two benefits that were held in order to make sure there was money. And, of course, it wasn't enough money. A lot of money came from a lot of places. But there were two benefits, one held in Tallahassee and one held in Palm Beach, where people gave of their time, gave of their talent, and made money and just sent it in. There was also a 50 for 50 program where people, since this is our 50th year, people just sent in $50. It was a great idea. I don't know where that idea came from, but it was a genius-level idea. Okay. Some more things. I want to quote somebody else. This is from Ann Thomas. Do you know Ann Thomas? Make some noise if you know Ann Thomas. Yeah. Ann Thomas gave me this information. She said that in 1953... bread was 16 cents a loaf. By the way, 1953 was the first year they had this festival, right? If you subtract it, it's kind of funny, but it's like that millennium thing, right? It only takes 49 years to have 50 things. You know, I don't understand it. Bread was 16 cents a loaf. Milk was 94 cents a gallon. Eggs were 75 cents a dozen. Gasoline was 29 cents a gallon. Yeah. A first-class postage stamp was 3 cents. The average income was $4,700. Wait, that hasn't changed. Okay. A house cost $17,400. A car was $1,850, and that Dow average was $281. By the way, she jotted down all these from memory, I think. Thank you, Ann, very much, wherever you are. Okay, in sum, thank you. What was that for? Okay. Well, then do it really loud. Ann! Woo! Mary McLaughlin is getting set up here. Now, the first thing you need to know about her is that she is from Northern Ireland, and therefore she has a really cool accent. And Americans love accents. Am I wrong? We love accents. We love British accents. We love Irish accents. We love that stuff. She speaks Gaelic. She learned to sing Gaelic at age 11. She played in Celtic groups after she moved to London, and she developed her singing and arranging talents. In 1997, she went to California, where she joined Martin Simpson's Band of Angels, and then she collaborated with William Coulter on the 1998 Windham Hill album, or CD, called Celtic Requiem. She has recorded on Narada, the Narada label, where her Celtic voices went to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and she's working with a composer named Michael Whalen right now on a soundtrack called Lost Liners. She is on 11 compilations, And tonight, she's playing with a gentleman called Neil Hellman and his son Shiloh Hellman. And Neil is a great dulcimer player. She says this, I believe her. She wouldn't lie to me. And so welcome, Mary and Neil and Shiloh, Mary McLaughlin.
I'll check here. We're going to just come on here. So bear with us for a wee second. This is the 2-minute sound check, so just bear with us. There's a beautiful moon out tonight. Are we ready?
We need to hear the dulcimer, please.
Do you have a dulcimer?
No. We want dulcimer. So we're going to start off with a couple of Gaelic songs. First one's called She the Wamoe, which means she's your granny. And it was written about 150 years ago as a piece of fun when a young woman was getting married. That young woman went on to be the grandmother of Seamus Heaney, or Joe Heaney, who's one of the greatest Irish Gaelic singers of all time.
Keep going.
And basically the song is saying, she's your granny, she's your granny, she's your granny, the old woman with the money. And then it goes, you know, she rides along the coast road in her fancy coach and... Huh? Her footman's behind her, you know, and don't go marrying him because he'll take all your money. And she just completely ignores him.
Give me a, yeah.
And goes ahead and marries him, which is a jolly good idea if you ask me. And the second one that we're going to go into is called Níl Sin a Lá, which means it isn't yet the day. And actually the lines are, it isn't yet the day, the moon is high in the sky, so it's extremely apt for this evening.
I think so.
How are we doing?
We're almost there.
Okay. Hello. And it's about a man finding out the folly of going into a public
closer,
house late at night. He suffers for it, believe me.
We on?
I think we're getting there.
Okay. Yes?
No.
No.
A lot of dulcimer fans out there tonight. Who's a dulcimer fan out there tonight?
Yeah, I want to hear Neil. Sorry.
Neil Hellman. Big dulcimer player.
Sounds good. Sounds better.
Okay. Can you hear it? Great.
She do a moe, she do a moe, she do a moe, calcanara good. She do a moe, while you're as worried as her, she cush dear, what rocashara good. She do a moe, she do a moe, she do a moe, calcanara good. She do a moe, while you're as worried as her, she cush dear, what rocashara good. Da weg wischen stehen go shit an it lens na right all jim but you're on a carani Kai who she's doing in her records ni can you she shun the guy you can narra but She do a mo we she do a mo we she do a mo we guy you can narra but She do a mo you while you're as worried as girl she cost the year what for kajara good Massum to pause, the massum to pause, the calicanara good. How is some not pause, the tow is some not pause, the martashi road of your stolen shantarabut. She do a moe, she do a moe, she do a moe, calicanara good. she threw a more wheel wider as warriors go. She cushed the over for Sharuku. His courage got past, so his courage got past, so his courage got past the Bertrand and Malyusha. His courage got past, so his courage got past, so Sean Hamish wore his mire and a cast. While you're as warrior's girl, she cushed the air over for Sharagun. She do a mo, we call you a narragut. She do a mo, while you're as warrior's girl, she cushed the air over for Sharagun.
From Donegal there. Anybody in the audience of Irish descent? I can't see you, so clap. It's a kind of a fair bet in the United States. anybody, clap if you know the ancestry of your family from Ireland. Yeah, great. There's a lot of interest in it. And you know, those of you who know anything about it, it was mass emigration from Ireland, and for the ones left behind, it was a time of tremendous sorrow because they knew that they weren't going to get to see their loved ones again. I've lived in the States 5 years, been back to see my family 5 times. It just wasn't like that 100 years ago, as you know. So this is one of those big emigration songs called A Storm of Cree. A Storm of Cree means darling or treasure of my heart. Called Cool Waters. Second line and fourth line repeat. Please join in.
On the other side of this, there's something like this. Oh, cool waters wash over me. Looking at the streaks, lying, dying. remember days when life was good, when I knew how to feel. Oh, waters wash over me when I gave love, and love was all, and love was given to me.
So we've just got one more. And thank you for being here and turning up and being a great audience and come to our workshops and other performances. This is called Tangling Seaweed. It's based on a legend. And in the middle of it, I do this strange thing, which is called keening. It's an Irish funereal whelp. One radio announcer once described it like that. Funereal whelp. Anyway, it's a very strange acerbic sound, and it fits into the song because the song is about losing her. She loses her brother as she's looking for him in the lake. She keeps calling his, following his name, but his name is bouncing off the hills. And as she follows what she thinks is his call for help, it's actually his echo. And she gradually gets dragged down and down and down. So I wrote this song based on that legend called Tangling Seaweed. From dawn to dawn I search for you, peering through this briny deep. I will uphold my quest for you,
Mary McLaughlin. Thank you, Mary.